views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Sisters Talk Radio explores our feminine power through headline topics and what women are talking about. Here are your hosts, Mona and Savitri.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. This is Mona, and we have Savitri with us.
Hello. Welcome, everyone. This is Savitri.
Great. Good to have you back on the show.
And it has been a while.
Yeah, good. And also, we have Mana, who is going to be one of our... We have a very interesting show today. We're going to talk about women, then and now. And women have changed dramatically over the last 50 years. And with us, we have a guest, Mana, who's one of our sisters. Welcome, Mana. Okay, Mana. We have... Mana is... Can you hear us, Mana? No? Okay. So we'll introduce Rose. Rose, can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Okay, great. So, Rose is my actual lifeblood sister, and Rose is 66 years old and has been through a huge life transition and is one of those women that can speak to the women then and the women now, because she's gone through a tremendous shift in her life. And Savitri, also, you've been through a tremendous life shift from way back in your 20s to now, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Wow. And that's what we want to talk about, is how women were then and how they are now. And I know that, Rose, you were going to start with you, Rose, for just a second. We're going to get Mana back on the line here. You were talking about your life back then and how you were back then. And I want to start with this phrase, because you've gone through so much in your life. If you could finish this sentence, if I only knew then what I know now, how would you finish that sentence?
If I knew then what I have learned in the last 2 years, it would have to simply be, I'm in the process of learning how to be the real me, and I would have really wanted to take the love that I found in my heart back then to let it bloom.
Ah, beautiful. Savitri, I wanted to ask you, how would you answer that question? If I only knew then what I know now.
I would definitely say that if I'd only known then that I had a soul, and that my soul was everything that I wanted from everybody else. If I'd only known that my soul was both male and female, a beautiful blend of both. If I'd only known my soul was unlimited love that I was searching from others, that I already was that. If I'd only known then that I was the wisest of the wise, and that is the beauty of what the soul is, the wisest of the wise. If I'd only known then I didn't need anybody. You know, that's the big thing that women are taught. They need men. They need family. They need. And the beautiful part of the soul teaches you that you don't need anything or anyone. What we are here to be is to share who we are. We are everything that we need. We are everything that we yearn for. And we are here as soul beings to share what we already are. And when you're taught from very early on in life that you are in a state of need, that's what makes you meek. That's what makes you weak. That's what makes you feel helpless. And then all your decision-making is based on how can I get what I need. And if I'd only known then that everything I needed was in my very own spirit, my very own soul, that was glowing in my heart all along, giving me everything that I was yearning for from others, I already was. And my job was to just bring what I needed out of my own body from my own spirit.
Great. So also now we have Mana on the phone. So Mana is 77 years old, and she is has had gone through a family, raised three children, and is a vibrant, 77-year-old. So, Mona, welcome.
Thank you, Mona.
So
good to be here.
Great. So how would you finish this sentence? If I only knew then what I know now.
You know, I have to tell you about my early life before I can answer that.
Okay.
I had an early life where I was a vibrant, happy-go-lucky, tomboy little girl, and I felt like I owned the world until I got home. And then when I got home, I didn't feel like I had a voice. And I realized much, much later that my family was a very traditional family where everybody had their own place. My mother was the passive, good little wife, and my father was this brilliant, wonderful speaker, and he could manage everything and did.
He felt. Yeah, okay. So, going back in, so then how would you answer that question? If
so,
I only
so at the time, I felt like I didn't have a voice, and now I've learned so much that my voice that's always been there inside of me has now become clearly much more visible and much louder. And I've learned that all I have to do is see everyone as an equal, wonderful being. And I can relate to them equally on their terms and my terms equally. There is no dominant and passive.
Beautiful, beautiful. So, Rose, we're going to go back to you. How did you feel about being a woman when you were in your 20s?
In a word, clueless.
I'm sure a lot of women can relate to that.
Well, in the scope of things, I had led a very sheltered life, other parents not really allowing us to do a lot of things. We lived a very narrow lifestyle, and I continued to live that lifestyle even when I was sent to boarding school when I was a freshman in high school. And I essentially was pushed out of the nest at that point and pretty much left to my own devices as much as the structured Catholic upbringing would allow, because it was a convent school. But it just moving through my life up until I was in my mid-20s, I was very sheltered. So when I emerged on the scene after that sheltered life, I really was clueless.
It would be hard.
I had some skills. I had an education in hand, and the irony of it is that my education put me in sociology. I'm supposed to understand people. You know, that isn't that the point? Learn how to work with people.
Yes. Well, that's.
But anyway, that's the situation I was in, and even though you have book learning, doesn't mean that you have life learning.
Amen to that. And it's fascinating that you have your master's in sociology, and Mona is also a counselor now.
I have a master's in
clinical social work.
It's fascinating.
Yes.
So, Savitri, how did you feel about being a woman when you were in your 20s?
Well, in my 20s, it was a very odd situation because my parents died when I was a teenager, and my sister died when I was 21. So in my 20s, I was faced with situations and issues that most people are faced with in their 70s and 80s, losing my whole family, having to take care of myself, having to be my own teacher, my own guide, my own to discover who I really, really am. So I really grew up very quickly. And I've noticed that many people in their 70s and 80s face those issues, facing issues as to what is life about, why am I really here, what's my purpose. So I didn't have a, sheltered life as such because of these shocking circumstances. And that helped me to really grow up and own my 20s, unlike most people. And I saw my sister, who had been murdered in her late 20s, be one of those sheltered women who had no purpose, who did not know what her purpose was, did not know what life was all about, and just sort of dilly-dallied and just sort of hung around. And I've watched that, and that since she died when I was 21, I learned from that. I realized that there is some purpose, there is some reason for being here, but I don't know what the heck it is. And I prayed and I prayed. I was an atheist, but some part of me just felt, you know, is there something somewhere that knows what's going on? And please, please tell me. And I was really, really blessed by the time I was 25, mid-20s, that I started to get the answer that there is a soul and we are all given a purpose with that our soul is given that precise agenda that each one of us are born with, and that is it is our duty as soul beings, as human beings, to tap into that soul purpose as early as possible. And that is really what the role of women are in society, as mothers, as aunts, as grandmothers. Our role is to teach our children what their purpose is, to teach them that there's a soul, to teach them that there is an agenda. Because, you know, the missing part of what makes women feel meek and weak is because we don't realize we have a purpose. Men have taught us that we have a purpose, and our purpose is to please them. Our purpose is to help their children grow up to become what they want them to be, meaning the men. But the woman's job, according to the divine, according to the soul, is we are to help as quickly as possible teach our children what their purpose is. And that is not from the purpose of what traditions have told them or what our family lineage is. Our women are supposed to help the child remember their soul, to feel, to turn to their heart and to love.
Let's continue this conversation because we're getting ready to take a break right now. And Salvatore will be right back. You're listening to Sisters Talk Radio.
Lisa Kay, international business consultant and mentor, and host of the hit show Success and Empowerment, as she combines a voracious appetite for learning and a life mission to understand and simplify the complex, as she delivers a recipe for your unique talent. Lisa's intuitive ability to ask the right question has set her apart as she engages the most inspiring people in the world to tell their story. Tune in each Tuesday at 2 Pacific at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
For years, I've worked in a high-stress job that leaves me feeling drained and scattered at the end of the day. That's why I'm so thankful for the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. These body mist sprays help me release stress and feel better almost instantly. I can think more clearly, I have more mental focus, and I feel energized and refreshed even after a long day of work. Call 888-9-RELAXING for more information. Whether you need to soothe and refresh your body at the end of the day, if you need to relax after a stressful day, if you want more mental focus and clarity, if you want to feel more energy, or if you're really yearning for a change in your life, there's an aromatherapy spray for every situation. Call toll-free 888-9-RELAXING for more information and a 15% discount on the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. That's 888-9-RELAXING. Call now.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Welcome back to Sisters Talk Radio. This is Mona and Savitri.
Hello.
Great to have you back on the show, Savitri. And today we're talking about women then and now, and the importance of the significant change women are going through right now, especially going into this new year. But we want to compare what they were like back then. So I want to start with Rose. And Rose, let's just ask, I wanted to ask you, how did you feel like you had choice back then when, like, you were in your 20s or when you came out of your boarding school situation? Did the word choice even register with you of how your life was going to turn out?
No. No. And in retrospect, we've all been given a choice. But there, the awareness of understanding what choice means, I don't think was there for me. Mm-hmm. I felt very much like I was an actor living a play, and that I had a designated role to live, and I had to look a certain way, I had to act a certain way, and I kind of created a rut for myself with that thinking. And in terms of what I know now, and knowing how we can change our pattern of thinking, and thanks to a lot of, not anywhere near enough time, but I am blessed to have been exposed to Savitri. Thank you, dear.
You're welcome.
But for the wisdom that she has brought into my life, I could just, I would, in some time, I think I would like to do over some of that stuff.
I can understand.
And to take back what I know now, because if I had my soul present in me and recognized that, I would have been a totally much more vibrant person.
Mm-hmm. In fact, Rose, I want you to take, you were talking about or before the show that you had built yourself into a prison. I wanted you to say that for the listeners because it was so descriptive.
I just... Think of Rapunzel in her little walled-up castle, but I built this prison myself, brick by brick, and mortar slather by mortar slather, and I kept going in circles and building this prison higher and higher, and didn't have the smarts to know that if I'm going to build this wall around myself, I should have at least allowed myself a door to get out of.
I love that. That's so descriptive. Fabulous. Thank you, Rose. So, Mona, I want to ask you. So, in your 20s, did you feel like you had a choice in a say of your destiny or how your life was going to be?
No, I took society's word for everything. I saw everyone around me get married. They'd have children. Oh, well, then I get married, and then I have children. It didn't occur to me not ever even once not to even think about not having a child. I love that I had children, but I never knew I had a choice. And one after the other, I had three children and a marriage that was unhappy because I was submissive in it. I did the traditional part that I saw in my own nuclear family. And so when my baby was 3 months old, I decided to leave that marriage during the 60s when I started thinking,
wow,
I do have a choice. And it took me a long time to get there. I was married for 12 years, but I decided that I didn't want to raise my children in this submissive household, and I didn't know how to change it in the marriage that I was in. And so I had to leave it, I felt. And so I did. And so things just evolved from there. I evolved from there. I saw that I could have choice after choice, that every moment is an inner choice. And since I met Savitri, I realized that the inner choice all comes from my soul. And more I listen, the better my choices are.
Great. That's fantastic. Well, Savitri, you're having a tremendous influence on these two women's lives and my own. But I do want to ask
you. What about you? You answer this question.
In my 20s, oh my God, you know, I have to say, with my sister Rose, I went through college. I fought our father a lot. I was just a rebel inside. I felt like just a rebel right from the beginning. I just couldn't stand being dominated in any way, shape, or form. I couldn't stand the control. I actually moved out of the house when I was 15 years old, and I moved in with Rose.
Oh, really?
And I changed high schools. I said, I can't take this anymore. At 15 years old, I said, I don't want that. And I just wasn't caring about the concern. And so it was a little traumatic, but I was happy to be away from that. And when I got through high school and started college, I just was so happy to be out of the house. But I was unprepared, like my sister Rose. I was completely unprepared for the world because I really had no guidance. So I kind of raised myself. I went into college. I was just mortified at how little I knew about the world and dealing with people. But I was thankful. I was thankful for the experience, and I even went through a sorority. And I mean, I didn't know any of. I just didn't know about the world. But I grew up as I went through the experience of college, living in a sorority, finding out how to socialize with people, finding out, and thank God I even thought about college. I mean, it didn't occur to me to get married. This is the last thing I wanted. I didn't want kids because I don't want to repeat what my mom was going through. I didn't want to repeat what Rose was going through.
That's true, because I ended up, I'm in a traditional marriage. In a retrospect now, I can see where I made some mistakes because the husband I chose was a polar opposite of our father, and that my husband had a lot of passive-aggressive traits, found it easier to let me be dominant. We ended up owning a small mom-and-pop pharmacy in a small town, and I am probably a type A personality, and he was a type B personality. And he was perfectly okay for me just to take care of the details. And so, is back to this imagery again, that's where I really felt like I was a horse with a yoke on in a grist mill and walking in a continuous circle 24/7. And it's not really, it's not a good situation to make a relationship between a man and a woman flourish. I was numb.
Yeah. You went the opposite. You know, our dad was very dominant, just in every which way. So you went the opposite way, thinking that was okay.
Well, it wasn't okay, but I didn't know what to do about it.
Exactly, exactly.
You know, the word numb is really important. I think many, many, many people listening to the show right now are numb. Don't understand the choices that they have, that all they have to do is find that soul of theirs and learn what the choices are that are best for them, that they can live a whole brand new life that's joyful at every minute.
Yes.
And it's stupendous how that can happen and how it can happen much more quickly than you think.
Yes
it's sort of like cleaning house. You have to disrupt things for a while. Move things out of the way, move furniture, and then it gets cleaned up, and then you can go forward. So beautiful.
Beautiful.
And it just occurred to me, if I can say this, if you want positive emotions in your life, you really have to learn to accept your soul. Because all that positive emotion I think, really lives in the soul. And the negative part of us tends to live in the head. And unless we can bring the soul into us, as we're learning from Savitri, we don't have a lot of hope on making our lives any better.
Yeah. Savitri, do you want to comment on that? We have about 2.5 minutes.
Well, you know, we all brought up the concept that we didn't feel we had choice. And that is exactly what the mind convinces us. The mind has created the world that we're all complaining about. And the mind only can see a certain portion of the whole story. And so therefore it says, if I'm in this particular situation, I have no choice. The mind is like a computer, and it only gets its belief and choices based on what's been put in the computer. And so it's based on what the senses pick up. Now the soul is a part of us that sees the biggest picture possible and it lives in the place of unlimited choices. And so as long as we stay in the mind, we will be numb, we will be in prison, and we will feel that we have no choice or very little choice. And we will imprison ourselves, we will corner ourselves when we live in the mind. And the key that has freed all of us today that are talking on the show, what has freed all of us and helped us to see we have choice is because we began to feel something bigger than our human selves, and that was our soul. And our soul began to wake us up and remind us we absolutely, definitely have a choice. I mean, I want to give you an example. My sister knew that she was going to be murdered. And 2 weeks before she died, I was trying to convince her to get out of that situation and not get herself murdered. She literally kept on telling me, I have no choice. I have no choice. It's like, absolutely, you have a choice. I can pick you up, bring you to my home, we can figure out something. But her mind had so convinced her that she had no choice. She had no way out of this particular predicament. And then she ended up, in a sense, choosing. She was choosing. She was choosing to listen to her mind and listening to the story that some other person had already made for her destiny, which ended up in her murder.
Wow.
And this is we all do that. We all, in a sense, murder ourselves by living from our mind that convinces us every single day and every single moment that we have no choice. We have no choice. This is what the mind tells us again and again and again. And the heart whispers at all times, you have unlimited choice. Come to me and I will find those choices for you.
Beautiful. Well, let's take a break here, and we're going to be right back on this topic of soul and heart. You're listening to Sisters Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit us at drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
Just stop what you are thinking right now and ask yourself, if I could have anything I desired, what would it be? Now expand that energy beyond anything you have ever imagined. That energy, that is you. What if you could have access to that all the time? Curing the incurable are for those that desire a different possibility with their life and their body. Does that excite your molecules? Well, check out Liam's website at liamphillips.com.
Now you can have a superpower memory and have information at your mental fingertips. Release your memory power in just a few short hours. You could be able to remember over 100 people's names after meeting them only once. Learn foreign languages faster and easier than ever before with your new memory power. Students can get better grades with less study time and effortlessly remember information for tests. This memory system is a revolutionary breakthrough. It's fast, and it can work for everyone. You can develop a superpower memory and be able to remember facts and information, details, statistics. Amaze everyone you meet with your superpower memory.
For free information on this revolutionary breakthrough for memory improvement, call toll-free 877-749-9388. That's 877-749-9388. If you can't remember the number, you need this course more than anyone. Call 877-749-9388 right now.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back, sisters, to Sisters Talk Radio. We're chatting with Savitri today. Savitri, great. So glad to have you on the show.
Oh, it's great to be finally back. This is our dream come true, right? Four of us on the phone chatting.
Yes. And we have our sisters. I have my real-life sister, Rose, over there. Hey, Rose.
Hi,
and
I'm Mona.
My sister's Mana. And we are comparing our lives of women then and now. And just to recap, Mana is 77 years old and has got a vibrant life going for her after a real unique start to life. And same with Rose. Rose is 66 years old and has raised a family and is getting herself out of her self-described prison. And Savitri, you've got an incredible background coming into this. But what we were all talking about on the break was that we all shared the same upbringing of an overpowering father and a weak and meek mother, which made for the desire for change. And so on this segment, we want to chat about what was the turning point in your life where you decided you wanted something different. So, Savitri, let's just start with you. What was your turning point?
Well, sadly, my turning point was the death of my parents and sister. Pain. Pain is usually the turning point for most people. And that is what I'm trying to help my students and the world not use pain to change us and wake us up. And it's a fantastic tool. I mean, whenever I find I get a little lazy, my soul throws some pain at me, and then there I go again. I will grow up, and I will make changes, and I will go from meek and weak into strong and powerful. So once we get the hang of it, that we don't need to use pain, we don't need to use suffering to get us to make changes, that's when real joy and happiness will start unfolding in our lives. When I think about all of us, we've all used some negative situation and repeatedly until finally we realize we've had enough. We are tired of this.
Absolutely. So, Mana, what was one of your turning points? I know you have said you had many, but what was a key one?
There were so many. I needed a lot of wake-up calls. Mm-hmm. I had illness. I almost died from pneumonia when my kids were young. I worked and raised children and had a single life for a while and then married again. And, you know, I made one mistake after the other until I finally said, okay, A, there's something I need new in my life. I knew it wasn't religion per se. I ran from religion all my life. But then I met Savitri, and it wasn't religion she was teaching. She was just teaching me how to find my own inner source. And it made so much sense to me. It was, oh, finally, I found someone who really knows something. I trusted. For the first time in my life, I found trust. and what Savitri was teaching. And it was such a beautiful transition, because then I realized that with her help, every choice I made was moving me in the direction of finding my own source.
Beautiful. Beautiful. I was going to say, you made a great point there about religion. A lot of times I've noticed that when there's a wake-up call is nudging a person, a lot of times they'll just turn to religion as if that's the only option. And not that religion is bad, but it seems to be our one turning point. I can say for myself, my turning point really was when I was around 38 years old, and I was in a great career of medical sales, but both our parents got ill at the same time, and our dad did not make it, and our mom went on to live, thankfully, another good 10-15 years beyond that. And at that time, when they were both sick, it's like, which hospital do we go to today? And I just reevaluated my life right then and there, and I can remember standing in my kitchen that night by myself and just saying, you know what, I am pregnant with change. I obviously wasn't having kids, but I was pregnant with change. Something has to be different. And it was that night that I just knew I had to make a decision. And fortunately, I was already a student of Savitri's, and she helped me turn that corner away from that life and into a much bigger life. So it was really the illness of both our parents that woke me up big time. How about you, Rose?
Well, I stayed in my marriage for 35 years, and my husband literally passed away in my arms 3 years ago. But it's probably somewhere halfway in there. I always felt that my heart never really belonged where I was. I didn't feel at home at my home. I wanted to be here on the west side of the mountains, where it was rainier climate and cooler than what I had been living in. But aside from that, there was a yearning in me to get out of that situation and all that it entailed. I wanted to let loose of that yoke, and until my husband died, I didn't see any way of letting it go. And I know that Savitri has spent an awful lot of years working on my soul, trying to get my attention. And I was a slow learner. Sorry, Savitri. But I am utterly grateful for the fact that Mona was so supportive of me when I had no place to turn. That, thankfully for phone calls, she was able to help keep me somewhat centered. So, thank you, Mona.
Oh, no, it's a deep love. Oh, no, Rose. Deep love for you. Deep love. And I was just so grateful you listened. Right, Savitri?
after my husband died, and some advice and counseling along the way, Mona and I decided to take this wild run off the cliff, and we ended up building this beautiful home that we call Laperna Palace here in Redmond, Washington. And I have personally set out on a new journey to rebirth myself. And now I'm getting a chance to find out who I really am.
Yes.
With a lot of help from a lot of friends.
Yeah.
So, well, thank you all.
Yeah. Well, you know, that show on the Perna Palace, that's a whole show in itself. Savitri, any comments on the change, the turning point for you? And does the soul really look at somebody and say it's a slow learner?
Well, first I want to bring up, you know, that how you supported Rose to help her wake up. And, you know, in a sense, Mona has said, I've supported her, and Mona has many ways of supported me. And we've all supported each other. Mona, you've supported me, I've supported you. And that's what's a great gift of the female. The female has this ability to support, to hold, to nurture. Men don't have as much of that. They're beginning to wake up to that. But that's one of our greatest strengths, that when we know something, we naturally want to support someone else and what we know. We want to help them wake up to that. That's a very almost motherly concept. And that is really what this show is also about, that we're here for our listeners. We're sharing our stories. We're sharing what we know. And we're also sharing that we're here to support you. You know, please, listeners, email us and let us know how we have helped you. Email us and let us know how what we need to do for you to support you as you are beginning to wake up and discover that you have choices. Because this is one of the greatest strengths of the female energy, to create a network of support, nurturing, holding, protecting, and lifting and waking people up. It's just our natural way of being. Men struggle with this. Men are very much, you know, buddies. Buddies are not the same thing as nurturing, female, womanly, motherly energy. And this is what we as sisters, we as women, can help each other to blossom and grow so much faster than men, because we want to naturally help other women to discover what we have discovered. We do that with shopping. When we find something we really like, we'll immediately go and tell everybody. You know, it's part of that nurturing quality of, you know, guess what has made my life easier? Guess what I have discovered? I'm going to help you to discover it, too. I'm going to help you to become it, too. And that is really what our great strength is. And we have been taught that's meek, and we have been taught that that is weak, because what happens is we tend to be much more gatherers in that process, and gatherers tend to be seen as meek and weak. And the women tend to not want to lead. You know, we want to help everybody blossom. Men see that as being meek and weak. Men see that if you're leading, then you're strong. But if you're gathering and empowering everybody, then that is meek and weak. And we're seeing that in the corporate world. The corporate world is slowly waking up and realizing, hey, listen, if we want to get the best out of our employees, we need to bring the best out of everybody. We need to bring the gathering energy, the supportive energy, that the leader is not able, the leadership concept is not able to do anymore.
Savitri, can I step in here?
Yeah, we've got 30 seconds.
Talk about my choice to not be meek and weak and to help others was to turn to becoming from a counselor to becoming a spiritual coach.
Right.
And that's how I have found I've been able to help so many people. And if any of your listeners are online, I will give you my email address. It's Mana Iluna, spelled MANAILUNA1. At msn.com.
And I'll post that on the show website with the archive so that if you are interested in contacting Mana, you can do that. So we're going to take another break and we'll be right back. You're listening to Sisters Talk Radio.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
For years, I've worked in a high-stress job that leaves me feeling drained and scattered at the end of the day. That's why I'm so thankful for the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. These body mist sprays help me release stress and feel better almost instantly. I can think more clearly, I have more mental focus, and I feel energized and refreshed even after a long day of work. Call 888-9-RELAXING for more information. Whether you need to soothe and refresh your body at the end of the day, if you need to relax after a stressful day, if you want more mental focus and clarity, if you want to feel more energy, or if you're really yearning for a change in your life, there's an aromatherapy spray for every situation. Call toll-free 888-9-RELAXING for more information and a 15% discount on the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. That's 888-9-RELAXING. Call now.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Now you can have a superpower memory and have information at your mental fingertips. Release your memory power in just a few short hours. You could be able to remember over 100 people's names after meeting them only once. Learn foreign languages faster and easier than ever before with your new memory power. Students can get better grades with less study time and effortlessly remember information for tests. This memory system is a revolutionary breakthrough. It's fast, and it can work for everyone. You can develop a superpower memory and be able to remember facts and information, details, statistics. Amaze everyone you meet with your superpower memory.
For free information on this revolutionary breakthrough for memory improvement, call toll-free 877-749-9388. That's 877-749-9388. If you can't remember the number, you need this course more than anyone. Call 877-749-9388 right now.
Welcome back to Sisters Talk Radio to our last segment. This is Mona and Savitri.
Hello.
Great. Well, listen, we've been talking about women then and now, and I want to finish this last segment of the show with what true female power really is according to the soul. And, you know, I know we've all had experiences of being weak and meek, submissive, feeling of no choice, but the true female power today is strong, is clear, and has an agenda. And Salvatore, isn't it true? We need to be a balance of male and female in this force, in this world today. And my take on that is women just need to do a better job of speaking up in conversations. And we all have those feelings underneath, but it has to come out more. And we have to teach men how to listen more. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, first of all, I have to explain a little bit of my own background. I grew up with an Italian mother and an Indian father, and I grew up, was born in India. So I had a lot of the Eastern upbringing of what women and men should be. Then I came to America, and so some of it was there, but in America, women have a lot more voice and do speak up more. But what I discovered when I started to meditate, started to connect with my soul, the soul does not see, does not define itself by the outfit that you're wearing. The soul does not say, oh, I'm in a female outfit, therefore I must act a certain way. The soul is a male and female energy put together, and that's what surprised me. I thought that if I'm female body, my soul must be female. If that person has a male body, that soul must be male. And when I started to meditate, I found that I am a perfect balance in my soul of the male and female energies. They're just energy. They're just perspectives of all of creation. And unfortunately, we have to have bodies that separate that perspective. And so if we're going to create a race, if we're going to create a world that is much more united and much more harmonious, we have got to get more united and much more harmonious with our own soul. So much of the problems we have in our world is because we go, well, he's male or she's female. A male is dominant, the female is meek and weak. And we're slowly changing that stereotype as we're beginning to realize we're so much more than the definition of our physical forms. When you start connecting with your soul begins to give you the feeling of what a balanced male and female is within you. It's almost like that marriage we always wished we had. You know, that marriage where it wouldn't be wonderful if both the husband and wife, the male and female, both loved each other, respected each other, honored each other, were in total harmony and balance for one another. Well, that marriage is already inside your soul. That concept, that energy, that belief, that wisdom is already inside your soul. Our job as individual people is to bring out that concept in ourselves. Once we bring that concept out in ourselves, that feeling, that understanding, that wisdom, then we will start seeing other people as people and not as male or female. As long as we define people as male and female, we are still in the mind.
as you start going with more in your soul, you no longer see and feel people as male and female, and therefore then you treat them really as people, and you treat them truly from respect, because you honor the fact that they are a perfect blend of divinity.
Beautiful.
And that is how we are going to transform the meek, weak role and the leadership role that the men have taken. But what has happened nowadays, I do want to bring this up, the women then and now, what has happened is that women have become more manly. Women think that if we just go from being very female and become very male, we are going to then feel the wholeness of who we are. What they've done is they've given up their female qualities. They're living in a female body. They're saying, I don't want to be female because female is meek and weak, so I'm going to be like the men, and I'm going to be a leadership, and I'm going to speak up whatever I feel like speaking up. It's not about speaking up. It's about bringing truth out of your mouth. I have seen too many women make a total mess of life being male dominant and saying rash, mean, disrespectful, bossy things, and it's not coming from truth. To me, they're just as imbalanced and out of the perfection of oneness as men are. And they think, well, if I can speak up, I'm being balanced now. No, it's about finding out the truth that's in you and speaking up from your own inner truth. That is what we have to, as females, really bring out and show the men. Men in the world are taught to be very mental. The only difference between the male and female in our society, in general, around the world, is that men are taught to be much more mental, and women are taught to be much more nurturing and feeling. But what has happened is we become very emotional, and emotional is very different from feeling the spiritual oneness known as love. And as females, we have got to hold that feeling energy of love and bring that out and speak with love. And love respects. Love is not just say any old thing it feels like saying. Love is very careful. Should I say this? Will what I say really help nurture and support and awaken that person? Or I could really mess it up when I say something wrong. So I remember in the beginning I started to speak up and I said a lot of really mean things. And I thought, well, look at me, I can speak up. And then bit by bit I said, well, that's not working. I went from shy to speaking up. I said, that's not working. And then I start praying, wait a minute, thy will be done. I ask my soul, you speak through me, because I'm messing it up either way. And that's when I start to feel the male and female in me finally come into union through my throat chakra. It was when my mind bowed to my throat, and my heart entered my throat, and my soul could finally speak the truth as a balanced male and female energy of oneness.
Beautiful, beautiful. Did you have something you want to say, Mana?
Yeah, I think the word aggressive comes to me when you talk about male dominance. There's an aggression that men think they have to have in order to look more masculine.
Right.
And it's that word aggression that we all, male and female, have to back away from. It just feels so uncomfortable to be in the face of an aggressor, and absolutely needlessly so. We can all be kind and respectful and caring, even when we want to hold a point and be clear about what we want or what we feel is right.
And, you know, Savitri, maybe you can speak to this. Why is it in a conversation, you know, typically with a man, why does the conversation have to be controlled?
Well, when you feel that someone's trying to control you, if you feel a person who is being aggressive, really go into your heart, and your heart will let you know, hey, listen, this person feels really afraid. This person really feels so weak and so meek and so out of control that that's the only mask that they know how to hold to keep themselves together. And once I started seeing that, I realized that no one can boss me around, because if I can see that they're really just a sweet little people inside, sweet little children inside that have just figured out that if I look bossy, if I look controlling, and I look aggressive, they're going to be afraid of me. But if you have no fear in you and you can see that they listen, they're really lost, then you can bring your soul out and say, what can I say to help them not feel lost?
But Savitri, how do you do that in the face of an abusive relationship?
By going
in
into your
minutes.
Own self. And, sorry? By going
you have
into
two
your
minutes
own
to answer
self.
That.
Huh?
You have 2 minutes to answer that.
Oh, well, you're only getting an abusive relationship because somewhere inside of you, you're abusive to yourself. So you have to go and just to your soul, just being separate from your soul is abusive. Think about that. Being separate from your own soul, your own self, is the most abusive thing you can do to yourself. So an abusive relationship is reminding you how abusive you are to your own self. Once you start deciding, I'm not going to be abusive to myself, I'm no longer going to be in separateness, then you have the tool that your own soul will give to you as to what to say, what to feel, how to act, how to pray, how to change yourself first. And then you find the abusive relationship begins to change. Because
Beautiful.
You're different now. You cannot be abused anymore because you no longer believe in being abused for your own self.
Well, on that note, we're running out of time, and that could be in a whole show on itself. So I thank our guests, Rose Coleman and Mana, for being here. And Savitri, thank you so much. And you're listening to Sisters Talk Radio, and we'll be back next week.
Thank you for tuning in to Sisters Talk Radio with Mona and Savitri. Listen live each Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Mona and Savitri, visit SistersTalkRadio.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.